are welcome to the Rohi Word. You are about to be transformed by the power of God's Word through His servant, Pastor Emmanuel Mephel. Pastor Mephel is a teaching evangelist who preaches God's Word passionately with signs and wonders following. He serves as the founder and lead pastor of the Rohi Church, a Christ-centered, family-focused, and discipleship-driven ministry. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, let us hear the Word of God.
Amen. Decide in your hearts. I know there are some people, they don't like churches that are building because they feel that if the church is building, then the church will be asking for money. I like churches that are building. I don't like churches that have been built. I like churches that are building because it gives me the opportunity to sow seeds. It gives me the opportunity to increase my capacity. It helps God. It helps me to tell God that there's a need for the kingdom and so He must bring it. Are you understanding me? So when I come and it's a building phase, I'm excited. I went to one church just for 1 month before the Lord directed us on what to do. 1 month, we got there, we realized that the Sunday school, they don't have chairs. This thing, they don't have this. Just within 1 week, we ordered chairs for the Sunday. I said, when we went and we saw that there was a need, we said, God, you brought us here for a purpose and you brought us here to bless us. As long as you can identify need in the church, you must realize that God has brought you for a blessing. Amen. So me, when it is a building project, it's a building phase, I am happy. Because that means that I have a place to sow seeds for God to bless. And when I'm praying, I know how I pray. Father, your church's roofing sheets, your church's trusses, your church's money is what we are praying for. Let it come. And it comes. Are you understanding me? So this year, decide that you are going to be part of the kingdom builders. Don't worry about where the money is going to come from. God is going to... I was in Boga a few days ago and with Pastor Mimi. And then Pastor Isud was saying something. He said when he was growing up in the ministry, he used to pray that, God, let these people get money so that we will build this house, we'll build this church, we'll build this one. And what was happening was that he comes to raise funds, 100 Ghana cedis, 100 Ghana cedis, 100 Ghana cedis. And the project that they were doing, it's not 100 Ghana cedis, 100 Ghana cedis that will do the project. So he changed his prayer. He said, God, just give me 3 people. Raise 3 people. Make them billionaires. Are you in the church? He said, just raise 3 or 4 people. Make them billionaires in the church. So that when I'm looking for something to do, I make 1 call, 3 people come together and it is done. I see it happening in our church in the name of Jesus. You are going to have billionaires in this church. When 1 phone call, they will roof the building. 1 phone call, they will do the car park. 1 phone call, they will raise a structure. If it is you, say, it is me. Amen. I went to another church. Oh, you may take your seats. I went to another church. I was talking to one pastor. He had just finished his roof, his trusses, his roof, and then his ceiling. I said that, Charlie, so how did you do it? He said, one man in the church, one day as I was preaching, he said the Lord ministered to his heart. So after church, he came to me and he said, Pastor, how much is the thing going to cost? They mentioned the amount. He said, don't worry, it is done. The following day, he brought a check. One man. I see that man in our church in the name of Jesus. So it is not even how you pray. It is the heart that you have. If God can see your heart, that when I give it to Him, it will go to the right purpose. He will give it to you. So get ready to fix your heart so that God will send you as a channel. Because me, I'm always praying, Father, bless our people. Bless our people. Raise 1 or 2. Raise 3 or 4. Raise 4 or 5. Raise some people who understand kingdom business, who will rise up and then do things that we don't even ask. Things that we don't even ask. They go to places. They watch TV. They see things. So when they see, they should also come and say that, Pastor, we went to this place, we saw this, we have seen that the stage is not bright enough, we need to change it. We have seen that the microphones are not so nice, we want to change it. We have seen that the speakers, they are not that powerful, we need to change it. We have seen that the ACs have been off for a long time. What's the problem? The power fluctuations in this place not helping. Let's change it. We have seen that even the AC, if we put it on, it will not power the whole place. What do we do? We need to add 4 more. Pastor, let's do it. You know, I need people like that, and I see God bringing such people into this place in the name of Jesus. I have decided that I don't want to be one of the churches in Ashaiman. I want, or one of the churches in Komsi 22. I want to be the church. Yesterday, I said to them that when you ask about church in Komsi 22, going to Ashaiman, going to Afenya, going out, the name that must come up is the Rohi Church. Oh, go to Rohi. I am not looking at one of them, one of them. I'm not saying that being one of them is bad, but just as my business, I'm not looking at being one of them. I want to be the business. My marriage, I don't want to be one of them. I want to be the marriage. My school that I'm running, I don't want it to be one of the schools. I want it to be just the school. Are you understanding me? I just want everything to be that. So what we want to do in this place, if God will open your eyes to see the picture, it will brighten your heart and it will affect your prayers. But this morning, I want to preach on Breaking Limits 2021. I want to give you a few instructions on how you must live your life in this 2021 to be able to break these limits that the enemy has set on you, the limits that you have set on yourself, the limits that society has set on you. Look, there are so many limitations that we have. A lot of limits. Some come from your educational background. Some come from the fact that you are a Fanti. Some come from the fact that you are an Ewe. Some come from the fact that you are a Ghanaian. Some come from the fact that you are dark-skinned. Some come from the fact that you grew up in a certain area. Some also from the fact that you are not a Christian early. The limitations are many. Some because your father didn't do A, B, and C, so you think that it can never happen in your life. A lot of limitations. But we are praying that this year, all these limitations will be broken in the name of Jesus. I said all these limitations will be broken in the name of Jesus. We'll break the limitations in our mind. We'll break the ones in our finances, the ones in our marriage, the ones in our education. Every limitation that the enemy has presented or our parents have presented. Our parents, look, I remember a few years ago, my big sister was talking to me with my mother. And then she said, "Why are you working so hard? Today you are moving here, tomorrow you are here. Every time you are working so hard, why?" I said, "Madam, I want to get to age 45 and not work this hard. I want to be able to start retiring at age 45. So I am killing myself, pushing myself, killing myself now." What my sister said was that this is what everybody likes. This is what everybody says, but it never happened. Immediately, they presented me with a limitation that you can never do the thing you are saying. I rose up in my spirit. I said, "This is what everybody likes, everybody says. I am not everybody and I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus." So it is a limitation that sometimes even your parents, your friends, and they present it not in a bad way, but they present it like, you know, "Don't kill yourself. It's okay. I mean, if you work to 60, what's wrong with everybody? Almost everybody works to 60. So what? If you are not married by 35, what's wrong with that? You know, if you are a woman by 30, you are not married, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it, but there's something wrong with it. Because by age 23, 24, 25, a few women are the only women who think that I don't want to marry now. But most women from 25 going, they are thinking that I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. So if 30, 35, nothing is happening, it is not bad, but it is not normal. Are you understanding me? I'm not saying that you are an abnormal person. I'm saying that you wish that it will happen, but it's not happened. Sometimes somebody will just tell that, there's nothing wrong with it, just to encourage you. But sometimes those things are limitations that they bring towards your life. They are limitations that they minister to you. And you must rise up in your spirit and reject it immediately. That it is not normal. It is not normal. It's not normal. I will not accept it at 35. Your mother has only two children. So if at 35 you are still living with your parents, what's wrong with it? Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong with it. And so don't let anybody tell you all these stories. It's okay. I mean, it's not bad. They are trying to encourage you, but they are also giving you limitations. And me, I started fighting limitations a long time ago. Anything that you tell me that is not possible is a limitation, and I'll break it. And I'll fight it. I am a fighter in my heart. I fight everything. As long as I feel that you are telling me it's not possible, I will fight it because I want it to be possible. Are you understanding me? So this year, it is something that we must rise up in our spirit. And we must be very conscious and alert. Because they present these things. They present it not intentionally. They present it unconsciously. They present it subtly. That, if at 40 you have not bought a car, what's wrong with it? It's wrong. I had a church member some years ago, 45, 47, 48. A man doesn't have a car, doesn't have a job. You talk to him, he's almost getting attitude. One day he comes to church and he tells, "Hey, pastor, today as I was coming to church, the motorbike, the rider did something. I fell. And I was so quick, so I jumped off the bike." I said, and as he's talking to me, I'm saying to myself that at 47, you shouldn't be jumping off motorbikes because a rider is almost falling down with you. Shouldn't be jumping off motorbikes. You should be in your car comfortably. Or you should be riding your own motorbike comfortably. Why should you be sitting behind an Okada and then the Okada does some movement and you have to jump off the bike and you are falling down? Your wife and your children, where do you put them? And this thing, when I talk about it, people get angry and they leave the church. This man I'm talking about, he got angry, he left the church. But it's not, you know, my spirit is against limitations. It's just my nature. I hate limitation. I hate barriers that this one you can't cross it. This one you can't enter it. This one is not done by Ghanaians. This one is black people can't do it. This one 40 year old, you shouldn't. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Long time ago, somebody told me by the age of 40 you must have a house. I took it in. Then I met another man who told me that he by 28 he had his house. At the time I was 30. I said, Kai, the 40-year-old instruction was a limitation they placed on my life. I pushed by 33. I was inside the house. I said, every kind of limitation that they place on your life, you must fight it. You must become a fighter. You look, the fact that you are a fighter doesn't mean you are backslidden. God is a fighter. He is the captain of the army, the host of heaven. He is in charge. He is the warrior. Why should I be anything different from that? Are you in the church? So this year, I want you to be angry in your spirit. Be angry in your spirit. Be angry in your spirit. Everything that would come to you as a limitation, fight it. Once you see that this one is becoming a difficult thing, rise up and deal with it. Are you in the church? Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. I started talking about this passage on 31st night, but 31st night I had just 10 minutes or 15 minutes, so I didn't do justice to it. So I want to now take my time and speak on this one for the next 20 minutes and then next week as well. And I'll continue this second service. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us, or is too small for us. These guys have been living with this, their prophet, all this while. They have lived with the prophet. They have been serving the prophet. They have been following the prophet. Then suddenly, they are seeing that, there's something wrong with this life that we are living. There's something wrong with this space that we have. There's something wrong with this amount of money we have. There's something wrong with this house that we live in. There's something wrong. One day I just woke up and then I looked at my next door neighbor. I came out of the house. I looked at the road. I walked to the next plot. I checked the people there. I walked to this plot. I checked the people there. I stood on the house. I looked at the back. I said, I don't belong here. No. This community is not my community. I don't belong here. If I am going to be here, I have to change my next door neighbor. Change this. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. This road. And I can't even direct great people to my house because of the road that they have to use and the struggle they have to go through. And even directing them is a problem. Uber doesn't go there. Bolt doesn't go there. Everything that brings progress is not... It doesn't come to my area. I said, God, what is wrong with my area and what is wrong with me? I am in a place and my bank manager invited me to his house. I went to this man's house. I said, my goodness, this is a beautiful house. And then now, Opana wants me to also invite him home. Managing director, CEO of an international bank. I can't mention the name of the bank. How can this be? Am I going to invite him on this road to pass through this? How am I going to direct the man? So anytime anybody wants to come and meet me, I say, let's meet in church. Anybody wants to meet me, I say, let's meet at the restaurant. Anybody wants to meet me, I say, let's meet on the roadside. Anybody, you can't. By the time you get to my house, your respect for me would have dropped. I said, God, this one, me, I'll not accept it. I carried myself out of the place and relocated myself into a better community. And then whilst I was there, I built a house. Within 1 year, beautiful house. Then I moved in. I said, When we are building, I saw that, the house. Pastor Nesta came to the building site. He said, Chief, this land is too small. The land size was 140 by 80. He said, it's too small. We must get extra land. And the area, one plot of land, I can't tell you. So we just stood and said that we will buy this one by faith. Oh, by the grace of God, we found the owner. We called them. They said they won't sell. I said, this is a limitation that they have brought up. We are going to break this limitation. No, it is in my spirit. It's just my spirit. Once you tell me that it's not possible, even woman, when my wife, I wanted to marry her, she said it's not possible. I said, this is what I like. Limitations, they are good for me. I will overcome it. This is my life. Oh, we confess the thing. By the time we realized, the people called us that the land is for sale. I said, we'll buy. 1, 2, 3. We bought the land. We built the house. We changed our neighborhood. We changed our thing, the things that we see, we changed it. In fact, when we finished changing it, let me tell you. No, I just want to share with you the spirit of breaking limits. When we finished, I called somebody who is IT sensible, stand in front of my gate. Go on Google Map and then put my location there and put my name on the location. Are you understanding me? I said, now, Bolto, Ubao, Trotro, whatever. If I give you the Google direction, you will see my name and you will come to me. So if you like, go to Google Map, you will see it. Mefo Square is there. It will take you there. Are you understanding the message I'm preaching? No, rise up in your spirit that I am going to be a limit breaker. I'm going to be a limit breaker. I'm going to be a territory taker. I'm going to control my territory. I'm going to break limits. I am not going to allow anything to hold me. I am going to break every limitation in the name of Jesus. Let that be in your spirit. Let that be in your heart. Let that be. Let wake up in the morning and tell yourself, I'm breaking every limit. I'm breaking every limit. You wake up in the morning, I want to break the limits. You wake up in the morning, I want to break. You are driving, I want to break the limit. Everything, just break everything. Anything that presents itself as a limitation, tell yourself that, this one should not control me. 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 And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. I pray that from today, you would also rise up and begin to see in your life that the place that you dwell is too small. The money that you control is too small. The people that you can command, they are too small. The territory that you occupy is too small. How can you be a king without a kingdom? You must rise up and have your kingdom and rule in that kingdom in the name of Jesus. Don't walk around being limited. Break out of every limitation and take charge. And the sons of the prophets, these were people who were being trained to become prophets. They were seeing small. They were hearing small. They were exposed to things of the spirit small. They were understanding spiritual things a little bit at a time. And yet it took them so long till one day they rose up and said, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Maybe before then the place was okay because there were only 3. The place was okay because there were only 4. The place was okay because there were only 5. Then suddenly now there are 10 and they are still in the same place. I came to tell you, the place you dwell 3 years ago was okay. The place you dwell 2 years ago was okay. Maybe last year it was okay. But this year it shouldn't be okay for you. Rise up, discover the place you live and break out of it in the name of Jesus. So the people immediately once again saw that, the place we dwell, the money you used to earn as a single brother is the same money you are earning now as a married man, and you are still okay with it. It's an error. The house you used to live in as a single man, now you are married, you have 2 children, and still, you know, godliness with contentment is great gain. It's not godliness with contentment, it's limitation. Break out of the limitation. Stop quoting verses that will cover your ignorance. Break out of it. What is godliness with contentment when your children cannot eat? Poverty with contentment is what you are using. Get out of it. You must get angry. I said, get angry in your spirit that this is not my portion. This is not my life. This cannot be my living condition. You must enter your house and begin to ask yourself that, wow, God, is this me? Not that, hey, this house. When your children, look, when you do, one man came to my house recently. I'm enjoying the blessing that God has brought me. One man came to my house recently and then called me on the side and said, man of God, congratulations, you've done well. I said, thank you, but why? He said that you have given your children a certain standard of living that they cannot bring down. You have made them understand that life should not be lived on this level, but at that level. For that alone, I said, thank you, Jesus. I broke a certain limitation on the minds of my children. My father didn't do it for me, but I have done it for my children. You too, you must do it for your children. I broke that limitation for my children, and I am breaking it for the church members. May the limitation of your living conditions be broken. May the limitation of your business be broken. May the limitation of your marriage be broken. May the limitation of your finances be broken. May the limitation of the house that you live in be broken in the name of Jesus. I came here to fight like a wounded lion. Limitation. You pass here. You do this. He said, you have raised the standard. My father, look, my father was okay living in a house rented for at least 20 years. For 20 years, we were tenants. Or more, we were tenants. My father died as a tenant. And he was a bank manager, Ghana Commercial Bank. Moved all over Ghana. And he never built a house. He lived and died as a tenant. By 30, I told myself, I don't want to be a tenant. I don't want to pay bills. I don't want to pay rent to anybody. I cannot be a tenant. My father didn't break that limit, but I'm breaking that limit. Your father may not have broken it. Your wife, your sister may not have broken it. Your mother may not have broken it, but you must break out of it. I see you breaking that limitation. I said, no, the old man didn't break it, but I am breaking it for my children. They must come out and see that, no, it's not. They must never see me paying rent. They must never see me paying rent. And they must never see me struggling to pay rent. The day my son looked at my face, this is about, he's 16 now. So about 13 years, about 13, 12 years now. I was driving my son, going to school. And then I parked my car, my rickety car. I parked it by the roadside to buy cocoa or something. When I parked the car, my son looked at my face and said, Daddy, have we run out of fuel again? This boy was just 3 or 4 years. That day I cried. I said, God, is this the introduction I have given to my son? That when I stop my car, it's because I don't have fuel. And anytime I am going and I stop the car, it means I don't have fuel. Because anytime he sees me and I stop the car, I am calling someone to come and give me fuel because I have run out of fuel and I didn't have money to buy the fuel. I rose up inside my spirit. I said, this limitation, I cannot work with it. This limitation, I cannot live with it. My children cannot grow up seeing me as a useless old man who cannot buy fuel, who stops anytime by the roadside and starts begging people for fuel. It shall not be my story. And I break that limitation over your life. That shall not be your story. Your children will rise up in honor. Your children will rise up in respect. Your children will rise up and see their father and their mother doing exploits, doing great things, establishing great businesses, building great houses, doing great things, and they will also work in that same greatness. If you receive it, say, I receive it. I fought it. I said, no, I'm not going to be limited by this poverty. This poverty is not going to control me. I cannot live my life like that. I can't live my life like that. You can't live your life. No, you can't live your life like that. You came here to be troubled. I came to trouble you. I came to trouble you. You leave this place, you'll be disturbed in your spirit. If you don't get disturbed in your spirit, then you didn't come to my church. I want you to be disturbed in your spirit. I want you to feel that no work done. No work done. Even if you have built a house, no work done. The man came to my house. He looked at my house. He said, you have done well, but the Lord says, I tell you, no work done. No work done. Get to the job. No work done. Get to the job. I said, but this house is nice. He said, the Lord said, no work done. You are not supposed to build one of these. You must build a whole street of this. No work done. I said, but this one is very nice. He said, in fact, now the Lord is telling me that you are supposed to build a whole city. Don't do one and stop. No work done. Break the limitation. So you have bought one car, so what? Break it. You have built one house, so what? Break it. You are earning 1,000 Ghana cedis. So what? Break it. Hey, you have 2,000 Ghana cedis in your account. So what? Break it. The sons of prophets said to Elisha, see now. Number one, I want you to begin to discover. Begin to discover. Begin to discover. Discover not only your limitations, but discover even the blessing that you have. I want you to begin to discover. Breaking out of limitation starts by discovery. 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 Discover yourself. Discover your current situation. Discover where you sit. Discover where you sit financially. Discover where you sit academically. Discover where you sit maritally. Discover your position now. Discover your position.
and discover your talents. Because if you break limits, you need to discover. I'm not talking about finding new things. I'm talking about discovering something that is already there. God has placed so much inside of us. God, there's nothing new that I got in breaking limits. The spirit to break limits is already inside you. The anger is already inside you. The fight is already inside you. It's not God that's going to bring it. You just have to discover it. You just have to discover it. One day I learned by experience how to get intentionally angry. I learned how to get intentionally angry in 1 minute and settle in another minute. Because I realized that people don't take you seriously when you are not wild. So I went to the bank and then I needed some transaction to be done. The man is just, or some strong girl or something, he's not minding me. He's just doing other things. I'm there. 5 minutes. Nothing's happening. 10 minutes. Nothing's happening. 15. This is over 10 years ago. 15 minutes. Nothing's happening. I'm wondering, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And the spirit inside me said, raise your voice. I said, okay. I'm going to raise my voice. I said, hey! Can you not see that I'm here? Why are you wasting my time? Are you serious? Can't you see that I'm in a hurry? Immediately, the whole bank came to a standstill. Everybody, even the manager came out. What can I do for you? I said, I've been here for 15 minutes. I'm just handling my check. I just need to come to me. Charlie, what I was going through at that time, it's not time for you to also delay me. Even the money that I'm coming to take, if I don't take it out first, somebody's check will come and clear the money. So hurry up. I raised my voice within 30 seconds. The manager arrived. Took me into a side office, sorted me out, and I wasn't angry properly. It was intentional. And as I was sitting there, I carried the thing. I said, thank you very much. Since that day, anytime I go to the bank, first class service. No, because they have heard my voice. You must raise your voice to the point where when the devil hears, they will give you first class. This one, wait, by heart. There are many more coming. We'll deal with the rest, but this one is very by heart. Let him pass. That's the way the devil must treat you. When I enter that bank, and for a very long time, I've not even been going to banks. Or when I go, not straight to the manager's office. But those days, when I go, they'll just take me aside, like they'll quarantine me. Like this one, he has something that you can't mix him with a lot of people. If he starts shouting, everybody will get angry. So yeah, let's move him on the side. 5 minutes, sorted. I'm off. Thank you very much. Then I'm gone. 5 minutes sorted, I'm gone. You sit down and don't be angry in your heart. Sit down and don't discover. I discovered that spirit. May God help you in 2021 to discover what he has already placed inside your heart. He has placed in you the heart to fight against every opposition. He has placed it inside of you, but you have not found it. You are sitting down thinking that, as for me, you know, I'm a very humble person. Your humility is taking you to the grave in poverty. One day, one bank manager called me and said that, your managers, what do you give them? I said, what do you mean? He said, every manager that comes from your office is very, very radical. I said, we are very radical. We are desperate people. We want more. Very desperate people. Young and desperate. We don't have time to come. He said, your people don't understand it. I said, there's nothing to be understood. There's nothing to be understood. You must understand us. We cannot ever understand you. You must understand us. And most of the time, I'm telling you, most of the time, based on what we are telling them, they adjust their system. And they learn what we are saying. Because most of the time, what we are saying is against the normal. But it is what they must be thinking. That's how they normally do it. So I've also decided that we'll do it. Huh? That's what they normally do. It's affecting your life. So that's how they normally do it. You're in the hospital. My wife, we go to the hospital. The doctor is trying to give medication. She asks, this one, what is in it? What is the active ingredient? What does it do? What are the side effects? I said, madam, are you a doctor? He said, Emmanuel, let me ask. What? No, by the time the doctor himself was like, okay, then let me change this one and give you this one. Let me change this one and give you this one. Let me change this one. And then when she's going, I said, but when did you? Said, I used to be a pharmacist. I said, madam, stop this thing that you are telling me. No, but if you don't, they will give you what they want. They've given you some before. They will give you what they want. You don't ask questions. As for me, I don't want to step on anybody's toe. Their toes are supposed to be. Why do you think God put the toes on the ground? If I step, you know, I step on yours, you step on mine. We are all happy and we are moving. I don't want to step on anybody's toe. I don't want to offend anybody. Who said we shouldn't offend anybody? We must offend and say sorry. We must step on toes and say sorry. We must shout and say sorry. We are breaking limits is not for people who are timid, people who cannot, you don't want to step on anybody. I don't want to get anybody angry in this life that I live. I am always trying to find peace. Nobody is finding peace. Oh. Nobody, you are the only one who is looking for peace. Nobody's looking for peace. That's the reason why you are where you are. That's why they treat you the way they treat you. Because they are not looking for peace. They are looking for results. And you are looking for peace. Look for results. Stop looking for peace. When you find results, peace will come. When you find results, peace will come. You are looking for peace. Now you can't even put food on the table. When you put food on the table, peace will arrive. Everybody will be happy with you. When I was growing up, not too long ago, my brother told me that when you start life, everybody will want to take something from you. But hold on. Don't give anything to anybody. Fight and stand. When you stand, now you can give to everybody. I said, but wouldn't they say you are wicked? He said, no. When you give it to them before you stand, you'll never be able to stand. And they are the ones who will come and tell you, Jimmy 4, or free abroad, by no. Now I hear crying on Amsha. 10 years down the line, when Timmy and Sidney, when Timmy and Bobra, and on Nam Hono, forgetting that you are the one who helped all of them and you couldn't do anything for yourself. But he said that when you stand and now you begin to help them, they will forget the time when they call you and you said you can't help them. Now they are thinking about you as their hero. As for this, my brother, he's so kind. As for this, my uncle, he's so good. As for this, my uncle, he's so good. Stop being Father Christmas to everybody. When you can, do it. But first of all, stand, stand, stand. And then you can help others. It is better to stand. If you don't stand, you can't help anybody. Stop. Stop being there for the Christmas. I want to help everybody. Everybody must be okay. You'll never be okay if everybody must be okay. Stand first. When you stand, you can be stronger to help others. Don't let anybody make you feel, I have to, if I don't do it. I don't know why I'm even telling you all of this, but hey, it's very important for you. I want you to discover. Discover what, where you find yourself. It is a spiritual thing. You must discover it. Discover it. Discover. You can discover by looking at your parents. You can discover by looking at your siblings. You can discover by looking at your community. You can discover by looking at the people around you. You can discover by looking at the church. I discovered a long time ago that my church, I must raise the game because financially my people are low. So I said, God, what do I do? He said, preach certain messages. He said, get them to sow. He said, you yourself be an example. This morning I was coming to church. I said, let me wear something simple so that I come to church and it doesn't intimidate anybody. The Lord said, are you trying to raise your people or you are trying to come down to their level? I said, I'm trying to raise my people. He said, dress the way you have to dress so that you raise your people. Whether it is prayer meeting or it's done broadcast, wear the best you can wear. Dress the best you can dress. Put in the best you can do because you are raising them to a certain level. I discovered my level of the people that God has given me, and I discovered that if they have to break the limits, something must change. Discover, discover, discover. And my prayer for you is that God will help you to discover. May God help you to discover. May God help you to discover. May God open your eyes to discover. May you discover the talents that He has placed in you. May you discover the skills He has given you. May you discover the gifts He has given you. And may you discover where you find yourself so that you know what to do. Discover, discover, discover. Discover Africa. We sat down and somebody from all the way America or somewhere came to Africa and said they came to discover Africa. Were we lost? Why didn't we also go and discover them? Maybe if we had gone, we would not even have said that we have discovered them. We say, oh, there are some people here already. No, our mindset must change. And for as long as we live, they have written it. Christopher Columbus discovered. Was I lost? Was Africa lost? We were already civilized. We were already doing civilized things. We were building. We were living. We were advanced when they came. They said they have discovered us. May you discover what is hidden in your life. I said, may you discover what is hidden in your life. As a black person, may you also start discovering things. May God help you to discover things. Look, there are many things that are still hidden in life that must be discovered. 20 years ago, there was no Facebook. 20 years ago, there was no Amazon. 20 years ago, there was no Tesla. In fact, 20 years ago, if somebody has said that there's something coming, they'll call it Facebook. And everybody who has a face will be on that book. And then every picture you take, you would want to post it there. Your depression, you want to post it there. Your sorrow, you want to post it there. Your joy, you want to post it there. Your prayer request, even your prayer request, you want to post it there. Everybody says, well, no, it's not possible. How is it possible? It's not possible. It can never happen. It can never happen. But somebody was helped by God to discover that thing. And now, over 5 billion or whatever number, connected, glued to it, and every day the man is making money off it. There are too many things to be discovered for you to be walking around with a limited life. Too many things to be discovered. And I'm praying for you that this year, 2021, you are not going to just discover things about your life, but you are going to discover things that will change the world. You are going to discover things that will break limitations. You are going to discover things that will change your family. You are going to discover things that will change your financial status. You are going to discover, just like these people discovered, immediately these people discovered that the place they dwelt was so small and it was not good for them. They began to make changes. You too, you discover. And once you discover, changes will start. You will discover and you start making changes. You will discover that this area is not good for me. You will discover that money must be made in this area. You will discover that this business can work for me. You will discover this is my talent. Everybody needs it. You will discover. May you discover in the name of Jesus. You must break limits. Tell somebody, I must break limits. Tell somebody, this year I'm breaking limits. This year when you set up your business, don't make it Kofi & Sons Limited. If you like, make it Kofi & Sons. Our national registration system for businesses demands that the thing must be a limited liability, but it doesn't mean you must write it. So stop writing whatever limited. Even the word limited, I don't like. It limits you. Limited. So just take the limited off. Just write. If you like, write unlimited. Whatever, unlimited. You and make it small so that nobody sees it. You yourself, you know what you are saying. Because encrophosis is bad. Are you understanding me? No, in your heart. Me, I started fighting against limited a long time ago. Nesta will tell you. I said, Nesta, this name, I don't like it. Let's not have it in the business. Let's not have it. Limited, I don't like it. Make it either international or make it conglomerate or make it something. But limited is not something I like. Or make it group. Don't add limited. It's something that when I'm writing, my heart is beating. Limited. Because I feel that it's a limitation. Nobody told me, but I just feel it. I'm just rebellious in my heart. Very rebellious. Once I wake up and I see something, I feel that this thing, I don't like it. It will never stand. It will die. It has to die. It cannot stand. Cannot stand. That small business plan that you have done, go and change it. That small Abembem store that you are doing, go and change it. That small design that you have done for your house, go and change it. You can start small, but don't remain small. Do a design. When I called my architect that I want to build a new house, when I called him, he said, give me the direction, the description of the house you want. I said, put in all those things. He said, Osofu. I said, yes. He said, it looks like you want to build something palatial. You understand? He says, you want to build something like a palace. I said, yes. At the age of 45, I must live in a palace. He says, you want to build something palatial. I said, yes, palatial. Build it. And then when I entered the thing, I said, this feels like a palace. And then just when we're about to finish, I told him that, you know, I want to move out of this place in 10 years, if God permits and God stays. I want to move out of this place in 10 years. And I want to move to a 10-acre property. Look, you even clap. You are so offended that you don't want to clap. You are so offended that you don't want to clap. Say, you, Udia, Tnaho, don't dream. You have come to a pastor who can dream. I said, I will tear your heart. I will shake your mind. I will be a dream. You will leave here and you'll be having discussions with your wife. You'll be having discussions with yourself. You'll be talking to yourself that, hey, Charlie, then it means that, no, this thing must change. Something must change. This old man is pushing. Hey, I went to Bogatanga. Let me tell you what my old man did to me. I went to Bogatanga as we were talking. He was preaching. And then he said, let me tell you my vision. He said, I am 60 years now. I'll be 61 this year. For the next 10 years. I said, what do you want? He said, the next 10 years, I want to see a first-class hospital in Bogatanga. I said, first class hospital. He said, a hospital that you have would have all the specialists that you need. You don't have to fly anybody to Accra for any surgery. You don't have to take anybody outside the country for any surgery. Everything must happen here. I said, He said, the hospital must have a helipad so that a helicopter can land on the hospital, carry patients. If there's an emergency that they must do, they must carry patients. If they're hurt, they must bring a heart to Bolga. They must carry. It's a helicopter that can land on the hospital. I said, hey. Then he said, you see that building next door? we are building a four-story, a this, an office, and this, and this, and this. That one, I want to finish in 1 year. It is called Don't Waste My Time. I said, this one. He said, yes, it's called Don't Waste My Time. Then he said, that project over there, that is on a 60-acre project. That's on a 60-acre plot. I am going to raise this, our world headquarters, over there, and I want to do it in 2 years. That project is $10 million, that one alone. All this is in 10 years. Then he said, I want a university, a world-class university in Bogatanga, before I am 70. Then he said, what else? Mechanized farming, hectares of land. He wants to do mechanized farming so that the people of Bogatanga will not be hungry and they will export, and they will export, and they will export. I said, I looked at the thing. He said, and he wants to employ 10,000 people. I looked at the thing. I said, the man is 60 years. He's planning for 10 years. And look at the things that are inside. I'm 45. Hey, Lord. It's a semi-tumerica. I must run. So when I looked at it, I said, no work done. I must come back to Tema and get to work. Because if my old man at 60 is planning like this, then me, I have failed. So I left Bogatanga with my heart beating, my head spinning, my mind racing. It's the same anointing I've brought here. I want to get you out of your comfort zone. I want your heart to start beating. I want your head to start spinning. I want your legs to start running. You have been jogging for too long. You have been walking for too long. Begin to run. Break every limitation. So that design that you have done, that small two-bedroom design that you have done, go and break it. Go and stop it. Just stop it. That your shop that you have decorated nicely, that you are thinking that this one is okay. No, it's not okay. Go back to the internet. Look on YouTube and look at people who are doing barbering. Look at people who are doing hairdressing. Look at people who are doing seamstressing. People who are doing all those things. Look at their office. Look at their place and tell yourself that this is not better than me. I am going to break the limitation, because what you have determines who you serve. And I am being myself here because I want to serve great people. Are you in the church? So just discover. I'm just ending on discover. Just discover. Go home and sit down and in prayer ask God, what have you given me? What are the gifts that I have? What are the talents that I have? What are the skills that I have? What do I have? Look for a mentor. Talk to the mentor and ask him, what do you think I can do? What do I have within me? And when he starts asking you questions, open up and talk and look for somebody that knows you and ask the person, what is my gift? What do you think I can do? And discover. And then now open your eyes and look inside your finances and look at your finances and look at what you bring in every month and ask yourself, is this good? Can it build a 10-bedroom house? Look at the car you drive and ask yourself, or look at the legs that you walk with and ask yourself, these legs, I'm 35 now, I can be walking. But when I'm 60 and I have plenty church members that I must visit, will I like to be walking every time I'm going to visit my church members? Would they respect me? Can't I change something? I want you to sit down and discover. If you have to cry, cry. Discovery can bring tears, I'm telling you. I have sat down and cried before. I said, God, something must change. Discovery can bring tears. Oh. Discovery, it can be painful, but it's something that you must do. Do it early part of this year. Do it. Discover where you are. And don't lie to yourself. Sometimes you must ask your wife and let her tell you plainly. Women, but they must say it. Darling, what do you think? Would they kind of pressure me? Akwesi, wombobra. Akwesi, wombobra. You see, it's not every time you should like to hear nice things. They must speak the truth to you. Akwesi, you have not lived. You are like a pedestrian on earth. You just came to look at the people who are going. But as for you, you didn't come. Akwesi, semi show. Na, yet they compare. O classmate, when you move your schooler. Akwesi, meet me who say. And daddy, sit down humbly and listen. Listen humbly. Just listen. Get angry in your heart, not against your wife, against the situation. Because look, normally, we will not speak the truth to ourselves because we are going through it. Sometimes my wife will tell me something and I'll give an excuse. No. You know, it's because they are in this area. That's the reason why it is like that. But it's like, no, it's not like that. I am only defending myself, but inside my heart, I know what she's saying is true. And when she leaves, I go and sit in prayer. I said, Father, the thing that your daughter said, it is true. But you must check the story. Because we cannot walk like this. She cannot be saying some of these things. It is true. It is hurtful. It is painful. But Lord, the situation must change. But to her, I have argued that no. Sometimes they will tell you that, look, this church, they are doing very well. You see, they have members. They are doing this. Then I'll say that, but they are 10 years. We are only 5 years. So you understand what I'm saying? But you look at another church that's also 5 years, doing better than a 10-year-old church. So let's stop explaining things away by, they are 10 years old, or they have gone to school, or that is the grace of God. The grace of God. So you too, the grace of God is available to everybody. Hard work is available to everybody. Call upon the grace that God has given unto the person. You too, call upon the grace and let the grace be available unto you and do the work that it demands. Stop making excuses. Discover where you are. And in discovery, you will cry. It will be painful. You can call your wife. You can call your husband. You can call your children. And sometimes talk to your children. Say, what do you think? Children, what do you think? My children, when I ask them, what do you think? They ask me, what do you think? About what? But sometimes I don't want to be specific. About what? And I said, about the way this one is, or about the way this one is. One day I ask them, so being a pastor's child, what do you think you have lost? No. We don't think we have lost anything, but we feel that we are not allowed to live our life normally. We don't get to do this. We don't get to do this. We don't get to do this. And I'm listening to them. And I'm not angry. I just want to know so that I see how I can help them, so that they don't get up and get angry with me, or get up and get angry with the ministry, or get up and get angry with God. Sometimes you must sit down and ask questions to discover. Discover your state. Discover where you are. Discover how your children think about you and about the things that you don't think that they are all happy about what is going on. Ask them, they will tell you that we are not happy about this situation. We are not happy about this because our friends, their parents are able to do this and this and this. So now my children are comparing to my their friends' parents. They must. I remember when we got married at first. This is the last story I'll share with you. I remember when we got married at first. Everything I do, then my wife will say, you are shouting. The way you are shouting is not good. I said, sure. Even my friends who got married before me, they are beating their wives all the time. Me, I don't beat you. You are saying that I'm shouting. And she said that, why do you always compare yourself to those who are failing? Why do you always compare yourself to those who are failing? Why don't you compare yourself to those who are winning and those who are doing well? I said, all the people I know are failing. Your mouth punch, Sana. You have to say something back. I said, all my friends are failing. So that's why I can compare to the only the failures. But I knew people. Their marriages were working. So when she leaves me, I go and sit down. I said, no, this guy is doing well. This guy, let me watch this one. Then I'll call other people and talk to them about marriage. They'll give me advice. Charlie, do it this way, do it this way. My late brother, I'll call him. He said, your wife is just like my wife. Those ones, this is how you treat them. I said, thank you very much. Never shout. Never do this. Never do that. I said, okay. Are you understanding me? You must discover. You must discover. If you don't do anything this week, all I want you to know, go home. Sit down this afternoon and begin to discover where you are. You begin to ask God, show me my life. God can show you your life. He can show you your life in a dream. You can see your life in a dream. You'll be surprised that, so is this how God sees you? Is this how I am? Is this where I am? I must change this. But number one says that, discover. May God help you to discover. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Emmanuel Methel. We hope you were blessed by the message. Worship with us at the Rohi Church in Community 22, Tema. Every Sunday from 7:30 to 9:30 for the tree service and 10:30 to 12:30 for the English service. We have Bible studies from 9:45 to 10:30 a.m. Tuesday empowerment service is from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. Download the Rohi Church app on Google Play and App Store for more life-transforming messages. Follow Pastor Emmanuel Methel and the Rohi Church on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Call us on 0204-336-002 for counseling and inquiry. Rohi Church, loving God, making disciples, and invading globally. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Hot Jobs Africa Limited, Ghana's number one HR firm. Looking for quality staff? Looking for a job? Contact us on 0204-336-009. Think HR, think Hot Jobs Africa.